It's Wednesday, the 27th of March. And the sky is mixed. Heavy grey cloud, white cloud, blue sky. But unfortunately, the blue sky is not where the sun is, so it's not dark. It's a kind of grey light this morning, and you may have heard as I walked along the garden, more snow overnight, I guess about an inch and a half. So the garden's all white again, everything, trees, shrubs. Yes, and I heard some encouraging news from the Met Office next Saturday forecast just 10 minutes ago, saying that this weather could actually be here until the end of April. In other words, nothing in the short term appears to be changing. Wow. I'll say that again. Wow. Dear me. Even had to come out with a snow shovel right away this morning while I was still in my bare feet and sandals, and clear a path and clear a way to get the food out for the birds, especially the porridge. And Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird were actually sitting waiting on me, looking at the back door, and swooped immediately. Now he's sitting in the apple tree about 12 feet in front of me, all fluffed up and looking happy with himself, belly full of hot porridge. The Rockies joined him a few feet away. Tough times for these birds, having to dig down through snow to try and find some kind of morsel at this time of the year when really they should be nesting. Garden birds all can be fed. What about the wild birds? Not been out there to feed them. So, in consideration, you, Mr. Blackbird, and your wee wifey, you'd think yourself very fortunate when you have someone like me to keep you fed. But I don't think he does appreciate it, actually. I think. I'm probably some subordinate. That's my task for him, to look after him. I think we kind of do that as well, don't we? We kind of take certain people for granted, and things they do every day for people or in service, and it's just them, you know, they're getting paid for it. But some of the jobs out there aren't so nice. Thinking just now about the guys working especially over in the west coast of the Isle of Arran and on Kintyre, the Kintyre Peninsula. Working round the clock in massive snowdrifts, having to be helicoptered in just to get on with their work. These overhead lines down everywhere. Now you think about working atop 150, 200 foot pylon, the temperatures, the wind up there. These guys just get on with it. I know I have a friend who works in that line of business, and yeah, they're well paid, but my goodness, it's a hard, hard job any time of the year, but this time of the year. Who would want to be up a frozen metal pylon? That's their job, they just get on with it. But unlike a domestic or a commercial worker who gets thanks from their clients, their customers, these guys never get thanked because no one really sees what they do. So long as your electricity comes back on or is maintained, you don't even know the guys that's working behind the scenes and maybe working through the night to do that for you. You never know them and you never thank them. In fact, nowadays most people can complain about the service they get. Just don't realise the work that's involved and the hardships that's involved. The friend I'm talking about has had frostbite so many times, he's almost lost fingers and toes. Anyway, I won't linger on that. I'm just trying to say that a lot of people are just taken for granted. They're almost treated as subservient. That's their task. Just get on with it. So I'm just thinking about the guys over there. And I know through my friend the conditions they're enduring to get people their wee table lamp or their kettle back on. I wonder if I'll still be telling you we've got snow a month from now. No, wouldn't that be? No, it wouldn't be funny.